This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Debate continues over a proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. The state legislature paved the way earlier this year for Gogebic Taconite to apply for permission to build the mine. Last week, the State Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on the first exploratory step in the proposal. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended the hearing in the far northern town of Hurley. She reports the majority of the people at the hearing spoke against the proposed mine. One of the leading opponents chose not to attend. Mike Wiggins is chairman of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Speaking from his office on the reservation, Wiggins refuted the argument that mining is the best solution for a job-starved region.
The real question of sustainable jobs and real projects that are going to enhance and infuse communities with a good life still needs to be addressed. Mining is a myth. It's a myth in terms of this whole notion that there's going to be manna from heaven for the surrounding communities. I'll tell you something. I've been to, I don't know how many hearings. We just had a great big hearing in Hurley yesterday. The mining company has all the money in the world, right? And they could easily grab a Greyhound bus, go over to Hibbing or one of these Iron Range towns, and get people on the bus to come testify that, listen, guys, you have to wake up and realize these mines are incredible. We're so better off now, and we're so wealthy, and our schools are flush, and this is wonderful. Don't fight this. And all these citizens from all these Iron Range towns could be coming to convince us of that. And where are they? There ain't a one. We are fighting the mine, and we are becoming more and more aware, and as a result, more and more empowered to, you know, protect, preserve, conserve what we got so that we can pass it on to future generations there. So,
do you have a strategy? At a given point, you'll take a certain measure?
Well, we have different litigation strategies going. You know, we're going to look at taking this to the courts on different levels. There will be
the federal court, obviously.
Well, federal court, and not to say the state court ain't available either. When you really look at the mining law from a public trust doctrine perspective, it is a complete obliteration of the public trust doctrine, and there are points of entry for litigation there that are being mulled over, and I'm sure they're being mulled over by other environmental groups. You know, as this moves along, the stakes are going to ratchet even higher, the emotions are going to ratchet even higher, and the need to hit those entry points for litigation are going to finally, you know, bubble up to the surface. When it comes to the true big picture, I see our watershed, again, 40% of the wetlands, internationally recognized, the headwaters, Class A, top-notch, you know, as good as you're going to find in the world. The entire watershed is a model that not only can be a place to visit and learn, but can actually become a classroom for the world in the future. I look at the UW system and its whole body of researchers and scientists and everything else, and those questions of natural ecosystems and how to reclaim some of these areas that have been devastated. Countries like China, you know, those places they've devastated themselves and done to themselves because of their lack of regulations. When the time comes for those people to try and reclaim those areas or put some integrity and life back into those areas, they're going to need places like the Bad River Watershed to look to gather that data and to see what kinds of things are there that bring that quality of life for all, you know, all things. And here we have it. Combined with that UW system, I think, you know, you have an unbelievable opportunity to have a lab that is going to just grow in importance for the next few hundred years, you know. And all of that stuff is possible after we start punching holes in the layers of exclusivity, and after we get ourselves past the 20-year timeline or the 25-year timeline of thinking that exploding the headwaters of the watershed is some path of wisdom for us and all of our children to come.
Mike Wiggins is the chairman of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He spoke with Lake Effect Susan Bentz. As we mentioned earlier, the DNR held a public hearing on the proposed iron ore mine in Hurley last week. While most people at the hearing spoke against the proposal, a vocal minority spoke out in favor, including these three advocates.
My name is Rhonda Okunin. I live in Hurley. I'm coming on behalf of my family and many other families that are in the same situation that I am in. I grew up in this area with the mine in my backyard. My grandparents on both sides and my husband's grandparents came here for mining from Cornwall, England, on my mom's side. And they lived to be in their 90s. So I do believe that our area needs this. Currently, my husband's working in Iowa as a directional driller. In the winter, he has to work in North Dakota. And he's one of many family men that are living this way. It's tearing our family apart, and I feel that you should be listening to the Iron County residents, and 85% of them were for opening the mine. So I would like to bring our family back together, and I would hope that you would help that.
My name's Paul Grabovsich, lifetime resident of Ironwood. And a little bit of background on me is my dad used to have the bus line running back and forth to the White Pine Mine. There was people from all the way from the Copper Country, Iron River, Waters Meet, Odena, High Bridge, Wisconsin, even as far as Bayfield, that worked that mine. Right now, our present condition, economic condition in this area is there is no new car dealership in this area. We have to go 40 miles to get a new car. When I graduated in 78, between us and the Catholic school, there was about 220 students. Now, they're down to about 80. That's what White Pine meant in our area. That's what White Pine meant. That was the biggest employer in the area. The thing is, the pro-mining side says this, the anti-mining side says that. How do they know? How do any one of these sites know without going ahead of the process? And they do mining in Upper Michigan, and they do mining in Minnesota, the open pit. Has anybody ever taken say, hey, these are the rules for Michigan, these are the rules for Minnesota. Let's follow these. Bang, 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 bang. Page per page. Has anybody ever proposed that or say, let's do that? Because the rules are there, and you know how they work. They're doing a fine job. People here are sick and tired of these $8 to $9 an hour jobs. They're existing, barely existing. There's the breakdown of the family, if there is even a family there together. There's no benefits, there's nothing. But when White Pine was here, these are the people that had the good families. They worked together. They were very good for the community. They were the ones that went to the store. They were the ones that went out to eat. They were the ones that put people to work in the area. Thank you very much.
I'm asking today that the bulk sampling application from Gogebic Taconite be approved. It's met all the criteria of Wisconsin statutes. The bulk sampling process is an important step in gathering data about the possibility of mining here in Iron County. This information will be one part of the exploratory phase. When put all together, will give us the science about mining instead of the vast amount of speculation that so many are currently engaged in.
Kelly Klein speaking at a DNR hearing in Hurley last week. Klein leads the Iron County Development Zone Council. He spoke at length with WUWM's Susan Bentz earlier this year about why he is so convinced that the mine would be a positive for the region.
Well, our organization sees a mine project as a very good economic development project. Obviously, there are a good number of jobs associated with it, not only regionally here, but there's a good number of jobs associated with it statewide. And that's our role, to try and create jobs and increase investments in the community.
Is there any kind of assurance that X number, X percent of these jobs will likely go to people who live there?
No. That conversation really hasn't taken place. There have been some steps made by the community colleges and the technical schools to increase programming so people could be trained for a potential mine. That has started to take place, but the process isn't far enough along to have any type of an agreement where a certain percentage needs to be hired from a certain area. That just hasn't gotten that far yet.
When would you expect that to click in so that people in Iron County, Ashland County, closest to the mine, could start preparing for the jobs that the mine could mean to that region?
Well, I think area residents, you know, in their own minds have probably prepared themselves a little bit. We've also drawn on experience from a copper mine in Michigan, in White Pine, Michigan, which is 50 or so miles from here, but a lot of people from here had worked there. So there is experience from that end.
So would that be heavy equipment jobs, or what would that experience bring those residents to this new mining project?
I think that would be part of it. Also part of it, you know, technology has certainly changed things over the years. You need to be proficient with computers in all phases of mining, whether it's in a piece of equipment or in a processing plant or even out in the field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Computers certainly play a role in that.
We do now have a Senate bill which will go to hearing this week, actually. Are any people from your organization going to travel down to Madison for that hearing?
Yeah, there will be several from the area.
Are you confident this is a bill that would bring the jobs and provide the structure that a mining bill should include? Have you taken a look at it?
Yeah, you know, we've got a copy of the bill. We've also read the Legislative Council's analysis of it. We're not alarmed by anything in it. I don't think, you know, several places in Ledge Council's analysis talks about the metrics stay the same. Some of the processes do change in this particular bill, but when you talk about measuring water quality or air quality, those metrics stay the same. And we're happy to see that. We don't want to ruin anything here, but yet we want to make the business climate friendly to the industry.
Have there been conversations that you've been a part of, both within the context of your job, but also in talking to people in the area, concerned about that balance of maintaining the quality of air and water, and at the same time providing jobs that are very much sought after? Is that a heavy discussion, or are you way past that conversation?
Well, this area was built around mining, you know, starting back in the 1800s. There hasn't been an iron ore mine here for about 50 years or so, but there was very active mining that built our towns, our communities, and there are many people in the area who either their families were involved or they were involved in the mines in those years, and really, they look around today and they say, we didn't ruin anything, and we weren't even regulated back then. So, you know, they're questioning, the community in large questions, why are we, you know, so concerned here? Today we have very strict regulations, and yet when we mined before, we certainly didn't ruin anything. That's kind of a thought process that's gone on here.
Any conversation that this is moving really fast, from seeing this bill last week and then a hearing this week, not having a hearing in northern Wisconsin?
We've had difficulties trying to find a venue in past hearings up here. Our school can handle it, but then we have to close school down. As far as hearings in general, this issue has had a lot, you know, last year, this year, the year before. It's been vetted quite a bit. I don't have a problem with a hearing being scheduled already this week.
Mm-hmm. And it not being in northern Wisconsin.
Well, sure would be nice if we didn't have to travel, but I understand it's hard to find a place to do that.
Kelly, you live in an area where opinions do vary on the subject of whether mining should occur in the Pinokis or not. Would that be a fair statement? People saying, oh, please don't, it's going to impair waterways and wetlands, etc.
You know, I don't hear much of that in Iron County. Other areas may be a little different, but mm-hmm. I think Iron County, again, they've experienced this before. They've seen their families go through this before, and nothing ever got ruined. They're not overly concerned.
What have you seen transpire in Iron County over your life there? And
well, you know, I've observed over the years a decline in population. For example, the last census, just in the last 10 years, the county's population dropped by 14%. That's tough to deal with because when you lose population, you lose a customer base for your businesses. And that means maybe a loss of business services. So we'd like to, you know, I really think we could stabilize that whole scenario if, you know, with a project like this. Whether it's a hardware store or whether it's a restaurant or a gas station, I would think with more income potential in the area, you know, that would certainly help stabilize, if not to grow our business services.
What else do you have in the works in Iron County looking for other avenues for jobs? Is there something else on the front burner?
Well, this has consumed quite a bit of our time recently.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
We do also, our office also works closely with the Hurley and the Mercer Chambers of Commerce. And tourism is certainly an important industry to our area. And so we collaborate with the two chambers of commerce and do some joint tourism marketing for winter and summer. So that's always something we're working on and trying to get better at.
Kelly Klein leads the Iron County Development Zone Council. He spoke with Susan Bentz in January. You can find more coverage of the proposed iron ore mine at WUWM.com. We're going to take a break now, but when we return, the effort to bring back an iconic Milwaukee basketball court as an art piece. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.